One public concern that sprang up during Monday night's public meeting with Borough Attorney James Brennan was taxation. Specifically, what constituted the proposed service area that would be taxed at the current city property tax rate of 12.75 mils? Some people were under the impression that property up to McCormick's Creek, but not beyond, would be included in this area. Carol Rushmore says that's not true. Properties on both sides of the creek will be taxed the same. Rushmore is Wrangell's Economic Development Director.
The only service area that is being proposed is the existing city limits of the city of Wrangell, but to also include that portion of the Wrangell West subdivision from 12 to 13 mile, which is currently outside of city limits, all the way to and just past McCormick's Creek. So all the private lots, as well as state and federal lands that are more or less on the pavement in and around the McCormick's Creek area, will be in the proposed service area.
Another misconception surrounds state law and whether or not Wrangell is attempting to become a borough because it's required by law.
There is no law that specifically says Wrangell has to create their own borough. No.
There is an article in the Alaska State Constitution that says, the entire state shall be divided into boroughs, organized or unorganized. Currently, Wrangell is part of the unorganized borough, and Rushmore says there is a risk of the state forcing Wrangell into a borough designed by the state.
Legislation comes forward every year requiring mandatory borough formation. And it's not specifically saying Wrangell has to, although I think in the past there was one. But one of the ideas is that Wrangell is trying to be proactive and saying, this is what we want for our boroughs. This area is very important to the area residents within the proposed borough boundaries. We have ties to it and would like to have more of a standing and a say in what happens within the territory.
In regards to the issue of the proposed borough charter being different than the current city charter, there was public sentiment of being kept out of the loop, that the city pushed the borough petition forward without the public's knowledge. One of the initial steps leading up to this borough election was submitting the petition to the local boundary commission. In order to do that, the petition, which included the proposed borough charter, needed close to 200 signatures from within city limits, as well as from the outlying areas within the borough boundaries. In effect, anyone who signed that petition was approving the proposed charter.
This has been going on for about 2 years, and when the petition was being put together, there was tremendous public notice, public advertising about it. The Chamber of Commerce had many functions to encourage people to sign the petition. And any time you signed that page, you had the whole petition in front of you. It included the charter. It included the service area. It included information about the taxing. It included information of what we were. It made the argument of why we wanted to be a borough. It had all of that in the book. You were signing a very lengthy document that you supported this.
One last misconception surrounds the taxation of personal property. According to Borough Bites, which is put out by the Borough Committee, the city of Wrangell does not tax personal property, and there's no reason to think the borough will unless borough taxpayers deem it necessary.
I am not aware that the city of Wrangell has ever, or at least since I've been in Wrangell, taxed personal property. They used to tax business personal property and quit doing that shortly after the mill went down, I believe. And so the city has not recently taxed business personal property, and I don't think they've ever taxed personal property. So I don't see why the new borough government would change the way of doing things. It's going to be a very similar setup as what the city of Wrangell is. It just encompasses a larger area.
Ballots for the Wrangell Borough Incorporation were mailed out on Monday, and voters have until May 6th to return them by mail, drop them in the ballot box in City Hall, or absentee vote. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.